What is up, you guys? Welcome to episode 4 of This Is Life Turned Up. We don't have music on this episode because this is life and we're turning it up and we don't have music, but next time maybe we will if we're lucky. Okay, you guys, I have one of my dearest friends, Stephanie Arroyo, on this call. I'm so excited. She is a copywriter, content strategist, and creator and founder of Biz Typology. And I will tell you guys that I get hundreds of emails a day in my inbox because I've signed up for, you know, so many people. The two emails that I read consistently are from Stephanie and then her boyfriend. Because seriously, and I almost think yours are a little better than Ben. Don't tell him I said that.
Thank you.
Only
I
because,
will tell him.
Yeah, okay, I'm sure you will tell him and he's going to hate me. Ben is obviously one of, you know, the best copywriters out there, but I think you're better because let me tell you why is because you've studied how to communicate with people and you happen to be really freaking funny. Like, oh,
thank you.
Where I will be like, you know, getting my kids dinner ready and I'm reading your emails and I just start laughing out loud. They're like, what are you laughing at? I'm like, oh, don't worry about it. So you guys, in the show notes, I'm going to put Stephanie, like how you could get a hold of Stephanie and how you could follow her. And I'll put her website on here and she'll go to her website, sign up for her. I promise you, if you do this, you will thank me later because her stuff is so funny and it's so informative. And yeah, follow her and join her Biz Typology group. Okay, that's all I'm going to do for promoting you. But okay, so Stephanie, thank you so much for being on here. I really appreciate it. So tell us a little bit about your backstory, you know, share with everyone about how you got into copywriting and then how it kind of went from, you know, I know you still do content strategy a lot, but how did it go into this world of biz typology? Like, tell us about that. And why would you care?
Right? Of course. That's the copywriting lesson. Like, why should I care?
God, you guys are getting the secrets today. This is how we talk when we have our call. And by the way, guys, we are in this little, we call it a mind-sweeping group. There's 4 of us and we just, it's ridiculous. It's a mastermind group. We mind sweep instead of mastermind. So go ahead with that.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for having me. And I hope I live up to the intro you just gave me.
You will.
So where do I start with my backstory? So one thing that I do love that you do, Andy, is in your podcast is talking about how people are imperfect. Mm-hmm. And everything that I'm doing right now, whether it's running Biz Typology, doing my copywriting or my content strategy, all came from messing up a lot of stuff.
Oh my God, I love it.
So my background actually is not in marketing. It's not in any kind of internet information selling, anything like that. I actually have a background in law and I worked in the legal field for about 10 years. I did everything from paralegaling all the way through law school and then realized I hated it. And kind of came to this crossroads about 3 years ago when I was like, okay, well, I don't want to practice. And so what am I going to do with my life now? I don't know.
You said 3 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah. This was 3 years ago in 2015. Oh, I realized, no. I literally walked off my job and had, you know, talk about burning boats. I got really annoyed at my boss for not giving me time off for finals. And I left my job. And even he was like, yeah, I don't know if this is a good fit. I'm like, no, it's not. And then I left. And then I was like, oh, shit. Like, what am I going to do now? And then at the same time, I realized, oh, I don't really want to finish law school now. Oh, God, what's going on? And it was like this whole tumultuous thing. And then I came into kind of by accident doing this career that I really love. And this is something that I can see myself doing forever and ever and ever. And I never thought that I would ever really feel that way about anything until I basically left my job, deuces up.
Deuces up.
And was like, bye.
Wow. So you must have been scared shitless.
Yes. When I realized when I got home, I'm like, oh no. Yeah. How is this going to work? Because, you know, for a long time, I was like, okay, I'm going to be a lawyer. And this is what I'm going to do. And even I did have a brief stint in internet marketing, I should say, in 2011, where I started a blog on admissions essay consulting, which ended up helping on how to help students get into law school. But I always thought, I was like, oh, it's just a stupid blog. Like, I have a real job in an office. Like, why should I even do this? So my first thought was when I got home and realized, oh no, I have bills and I need to pay for, you know, the roof that I'm under. I thought, well, you know what? I'm just going to take this blog that I kind of let sit for, what was it, 4 years by then, and let it flounder. And I was like, well, let me, you know, see how I can do this. And so I realized in, you know, figuring out this blog and stuff, and I was reaching out to some people who are in like the business building realm. Like, how do I make this an online business? How do I pay my bills with this blog that I've had sitting there for a long time? And so in doing it, kind of like stumbling around, someone actually asked me, hey, do you write copy? And I literally had to Google, like, what is copywriting?
Oh my God.
And I was like, yeah, I kind of had an idea, but like, I watched Mad Men. Like, that was the extent of my knowledge of it. And then they were like, yeah, I just need someone to write my about page. And I'm like, sure. Like, I spent, you know, a couple of years like teaching students how to write their, you know, their basically their about page for a university, right? So I was like, oh, let me do that. And I was like, well, how much harder can this be than like a motion or like, you know, court papers in any way? So I kind of started doing that. And then I just kept going with that. I still run the blog and everything, just the advanced edit, but I started taking on copy clients. And then in working with copy clients, I realized that, you know, there's certain things that they don't really know how to do, like, which is, you know, how to engage on Facebook, like how to have, you know, engaging live streams, how to figure that stuff out. So that's where content strategy came along. And then where biz typology came from was kind of an amalgamation of all of that, which is where I realized where my shortcomings were in terms of sales.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if I told you about this, Andy, but, you know, burning your boats is not necessarily a good idea. Yeah, I definitely don't have the I made my first million in 6 months story. Like, I definitely don't. Like, in total honesty, like, I almost got evicted from my apartment. At one point, I was like, okay, well, let me count the quarters to make sure I have enough money for food. Like, it was really bad because... Yeah, but I was like really like dedicated. I'm like, no, I'm not going to go back to an office.
Oh, you guys, so I want to interject really quick. She does not live in a place that costs like a few hundred dollars for rent. I mean, you live in Hoboken or Jersey City where it is not cheap to live. FYI.
No, it's not. No. I talk to people who live in Ohio and I'm like, shut up.
I mean, I guess it's all relative, but still, I mean, yeah, it's not cheap. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Never mind that. No, that's I take that for granted, actually, that I pay like $4 million to live here. You know?
Oh, I hear you. We're the same here on the other coast. It's insane how expensive it is. But yeah, so it's scary when you leave.
Yeah. And oh yeah, definitely. Especially since I still have to pay for law school, even though I didn't finish. So
that's actually another thing.
So I was like, oh God. Yeah, it was pretty bad. So I realized, I was like, you know, why am I not closing people the way that I should? Like, I know I'm pretty good at this. Like, once people hire me, I'm good at what I do. But like, how can I go from like them seeing me to hiring me? Like, what is the disconnect there? So I ended up kind of going back to some of the stuff that I learned in law. One of those things is that you can't talk to every client the same. And it was something that I was like, it's such a boneheaded thing. And I was like, oh, how did I forget this? Is that like, so I worked in the very glamorous world of personal injury. So I literally, yeah. Oh yeah. You were talking about ambulance chasing.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But that being said, I will say that we represented really good people. Most of them were, you know, construction workers who like fell off things or, you know, the people who had like really bad injuries. Right. So I talked to literally hurt people all day. Right. So, you know, that was something that really helped me out with copywriting, like talking to people.
Where's my drum sound? God damn it. I don't have any music on this podcast. I would insert drum sound for that one.
So, you know, I have been taking some of the things that I've, you know, from my legal experience into, you know, what I was doing, but I was like, well, how come I'm not, you know, again, like closing these people, how am I not getting clients? And so, you know, that's when I started realizing that there are certain parts of, I wasn't acknowledging the person's personality when I talked to them. And I don't know about you, but I'm a little bit extroverted.
Really?
So just a little bit. So I realized, I was like, I'm talking myself out of sales because I don't know when to shut up.
Yep. Done that.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, so one time this woman like basically hung up on me. that I was like, I'm doing something wrong.
Oh my God. So you had this moment where like, oh yeah. Shit, like I'm doing something wrong. I have to understand who my audience is. Okay. And then how did you, what'd you do next?
So basically, I realized that, you know, I'm not like, I'm running them off the phone. Yeah. Like, how do I change that? Like, how do I not, you know, just like talk myself into like, you know, being homeless. So I realized I'm like, I need to like take a step back and actually like listen to people. And so one of the things that we did it sort of ad hoc in the personal injury office I was in, which is really personality typing. Because there are certain instances where we had to either explain like court proceedings or explain like, you know, how Medicare works and all this stuff. And so you had to explain it to the person dependent on how that person is. Yeah. You know, maybe they wanted to come to the office just to like vent, right? Like to like emotionally yeah. vomit all over you because they like lost a leg or whatever. Or, you know, or if they're just, you know, if they just, or they want you to tell them cut and dry, like no emotions, like tell me what's going on. Yeah. I need deadlines. Like tell me when the next court date is, like depending on how they are. So I realized I need to start applying this to my clients. So of course this, you know, this created a turnaround where I realized I can't, you know, run off introverts yeah. into the ground. Right. Or if someone's a feeler, like I have to be, you know, a cognizant of that. So I can't just like steamroll them and just hope that, you know, their feelings are okay. Like I have to be very cognizant and careful with that. Same thing, like I can't reason with a thinker with emotions because that just doesn't, that's not how yeah. they compute things. So I started applying that and it, you know, it really helped. And so when I was working with my clients, like some of them had these same problems. As I was starting to employ, you know, using personality typing in my business, I saw they were having the same problems when it came to live streams or when it came to them creating content or even like running their own business. Like they were trying to run their businesses according to some guru who has a totally different personality yeah. type. Yeah. Like I had a client who was like, I can't do live streams every day. I don't know how people do
don't
it.
And I'm do
like,
it. Well, then you don't right. have to.
Like, yeah, you don't have to. And she was like, oh, really? And I'm like, yeah, because it's against your personality type. Like yeah. it's okay. You can honor that. And so that's sort of where I started teaching this, you know, to my clients independently, you know, and using it in copywriting in terms of understanding a market, you know, like understanding what, again, their pain points are, how to talk to them, like certain markets are feelers, thinkers, et cetera. So, you know, you want to make sure you use the right language with them. So from there, and through talking to Ben and explaining all this stuff and kind of, you know, biz typology vomiting on him, he's like, well, why don't you teach people this?
Right.
Like formally. And I was like, oh. Okay.
You're like, what do you mean?
Yeah, exactly. And it's one of those things that like, and this happens to so many people, right? Like you know things, but because you know it, yeah, you don't think yeah. it's valuable.
You take right? it for granted. Like, oh, yeah.
Everyone knows. Exactly. You're like, but everyone knows this stuff. And it's like, no, actually nobody knows what the hell you're talking about. And they could really benefit from knowing that. So I was like, all right. So I created a membership site, which was my first like doing anything, you know, in that realm at all. And it took off, you know, like, so that's where I am now, where I'm, you know, I am balancing a couple things like with, you know, again, with clients and with membership, with my members, but it really, I, you know, this is something I didn't realize by like stumbling all this way that I found yeah. something that I really do love. And it's really is super helpful for people. Like I've, you know, there's people who've told me that their relationships with their spouses are
so,
better.
So, okay.
Simply
let's talk
understanding
about this for a
like,
second.
Okay, that's how, my
okay,
wife
okay, with
or
your husband
type,
or your partner or something, like it's pretty easy, not okay. easy, but if you're conscious of it, you could like do the research and figure out what type of personality they have. And then you learn to apply different techniques and tactics to, you know, have a better relationship. But my question, you know, and I didn't think about this before when we were talking, but now it's like if, you know, for me, we all know that I have a business mm-hmm. of coaching. And part of the coaching, you know, that we're all taught is niche down. So within that, like without niching down to like one specific person, which sometimes I do and talk to that specific person, but like I have a range of people, like, you know, think about this podcast. We have a range of people who we're talking to. So how do somebody like me or, you know, another coach or even any business person go in there and say, okay, how do I create content based on like these five different personality types? Or should I focus on one?
Ooh. Well, there's a couple of things that you can do. I mean, some people I know focus on just one, right? They're like, I only want to work with this type. And there's, you know, certain reasons for that, right? Like one thing I you know, there's in personality typing, there's I use the Myers-Briggs model, but like my own take on it, which is all based on Jungian psychology. So it's like not garbage, right? Like it's actually like real science. So in it, there's a distinction between, let's say, judgers and perceivers. Yeah. So judgers are like your list makers, right? They're the ones who like, okay, if they have to be somewhere, they're there 15 minutes early, or like, and they have their, you know, by the half hour, they have their life strictly structured. They get up the same time, they eat lunch the same time, they go to bed the same time, that kind of thing. Then you have perceivers who are kind of more like me, who was kind of like, oh, I'll just, you know, do whatever. Oh, I like to live, you know, off the seat of my pants and just, you know, what does today bring? And like, don't even have a planner. Don't even like look at their calendar or anything like that. So, you know, in knowing that, right, like if you are able to, let's say, if you're someone who is very structured and you can give someone like me who's disorganized and over the place, if you can help, let's say if you're in a service, in services, like you're a VA, right? Or even you're like a personal organizer, you can help someone who's not your personality type because you understand that person's a discombobulated mess, but I can give order to them, right? Or, there's times where you will want to target an opposite type because you offer them something that they don't have, right? Vice versa, right? Where, you know, perceivers tend to be really creative and think outside the box. They're like, what box? I don't even know what this is. Yeah. And then they can give like that spark of creativity in being like a creative director or something for people who are very much in the box. Right. So, you know, you present, let's say if you are in a service, I know not everybody who's listening is in a service based industry or is an entrepreneur, but like, that's something that you do, or even like in a job, in a job, right? Like, or if you're in an office, like what do you give to this office that they are somehow lacking? So you can position yourself where it's like, okay, I will do, you know, I'll create order in your chaos, or I'll give the creativity in your, you know, and I'll be the round peg in your square hole, for that. And so, you know, there's a couple ways to do that. There's also like when you're talking to someone who, is the same personality type, like you basically know their language. So you can just speak to them in a way that relates. So if you're a feeler, using emotive words are going to be helpful for someone who's also emotional to resonate with you.
Yeah, it is so fascinating.
You know, and this can go like, anywhere
seriously,
from like,
you guys, this stuff is so fascinating to me. I'm sure your minds are blown too. Because this is, you're right. It's not just for business owners. Like it is for people in a, you know, a corporate job, in a nonprofit job, or just like in any relationship. And I think the first step for everybody is really figuring out their own personality type.
Yes. And so I'm a big believer in not making it complicated. Like I don't want to make anything at all ever complicated. And you know, there's a lot of reliance on like, oh, we'll have to take this like free BuzzFeed quiz, or I have to take this like 400 point questionnaire that's on, you know, I have to pay like $500 for or whatever. Like you don't have to do any of that stuff, you know, it could just be just as simple as, you know, thinking, okay, when I make a decision, is it an emotional decision or do I look at all the facts and figures in front of me and then make the decision outside of my emotions, you know? Or like, as I said, are you a planner or are you kind of like, let's just do whatever. We'll let, you know, see where the wind takes me kind of person. You know, introvert, extrovert's pretty easy. And then you have like the more kind of bigger stuff, which is like, how do you perceive the world? Like,
see, and that's the thing I think is interesting. And I know
it has to be right in front of you. That's the only way you can comprehend it.
My coaching and all the stuff that I do, which is like, we are so busy as people nowadays. I think a lot with technology and whatever, like just all the stuff happening in life is so overwhelming. And we often don't stop and be like, we don't question things that we do. We don't ever, a lot of us, I mean, I do now, but like we don't find, we always say we don't have the time to kind of figure out things about ourselves. And it's all just such bullshit because it's so important to find out these things so we could succeed in life in any direction we want to go in. And so, I mean, I've been fascinated by it, by your journey. And I think, you know, I'm in your group and I love it. And you do so many fascinating things in there. And, you know, if I could just model everything that you do, it would be amazing. But like, So tell people how, like, talk about your membership site really quick, because I think this is not, and you know, again, I'm in it, so I don't think it's just for business owners, you know, so talk to who's in this group and, you know, what they could learn.
Yeah. So I will say this, I do primarily work with either coaches or consultants or people who are in the service space, like they do something for someone. But yeah, I absolutely agree that this is, you know, this is all information that anyone can really benefit from. Like, as I said, I've had, you know, I call them biz typologists because it's biz typology, but I've had biz typologists like email me like, oh my God, I now understand my wife. or they realize, oh my goodness, I thought I was an extrovert for this whole time, but I realized I'm actually an introvert. And that was a huge insight for me because I felt drained all the time doing these things. And I didn't realize that I'm supposed to, basically. So it's you know, it's very eye-opening in that way. And it can really help in the way that you communicate with people, how you also help coach people communicating with you. If you're telling them like, listen, just explain to me in these terms or whatever it is, or I don't feel like going out today because I need to recharge at home, you know, things like that. So in the membership site, one of the things that I do offer, again, keeping things really simple, I intentionally priced it really low. Like I wanted it to be something that was like essentially like Netflix, right? Like it's something that adds to your life that is not like a huge, you know, like
right.
What $997 a month thing or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, I priced it literally at less than Netflix. I was like, this is going to be, you know, so that way it's something that, you know, it adds, but it doesn't like, you're like, ah, damn, every month, you know? So at the same time, you know, in the membership site, you do get access to a 2-hour masterclass that I'm actually going to be re-recording soon to break it up into like a module. So that way you start learning about what are the different variables in a personality type and then how you can use that to not only accurately type yourself.
This stuff is going to help exactly you every aspect you of your life. It's helped me tremendously. It's really helped my marriage. Like seriously. And I had a good marriage before. Now it's even better because I understand him and I understand me. And it's like two pieces of a puzzle. Sometimes, I mean, most of the time we fit, but sometimes we don't. And it's okay because he's not going to change his shape and I'm not going to change my shape. I mean, we obviously mold a little bit to each other, but overall, like we are this specific type of shape. And this puzzle analogy is actually really good, by the way, because it's the thing, like, we're changing, we're growing constantly. We're trying to, you know, be better, but like, you know, you got to find the person that fits with you and, you know, it changes, but at the same time, it doesn't change. It's weird. I don't know, but I think it's fascinating. It's really helped me understand myself and how I do business. So thank you, Stephanie. I really, really appreciate you being on here. You guys, again, I'll put in the notes how to get a hold of her, how to get on her mailing list. Seriously, she's really funny. In real life and in her emails and everything that she does with her group. So again, thank you so much, Stephanie. This has been awesome. You know, I love you. And I want you on the show again because it's always so fun to talk to you. All right, guys, we'll see you next time. Again, no outro music. We're just stopping. All right. Bye guys.
No problem. Thanks so much. Ha ha ha.